Not very many people know exactly who John C. Bullitt was.
Even though his statue has stood outside Philadelphia's City Hall for over a century.
We're used to seeing monuments to presidents and generals.
So why is Bullitt still in front of City Hall?
I think it's probably important to remind people that there were individuals who made a very large difference in the quality of life, and that we also have a role to play in the life of the city.
My name is Elizabeth Milroy, and I'm the curator of education for public programs at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
My name is Bill Bullitt. I am the great-great-grandson of John Christian Bullitt.
The Bullitt statue was erected outside City Hall to commemorate Bullitt as a political reformer.
The artist was John J. Boyle.
John J. Boyle was a well-known, well-trained sculptor, quite successful.
When the statue was erected in 1907, people in Philadelphia remembered that my great-great-grandfather was one of the primary authors of something known as the Bullitt Bill,
which was an attempt to make Philadelphia city government more efficient, more accountable, and less corrupt.
One of the premises of the Bullitt Bill was that the city needed a strong mayor.
Late 19th century Philadelphia was very difficult to govern.
The thought is that with a strong mayor, you will somehow eliminate problems of corruption. The question is whether that actually accomplished anything.
It didn't really improve city government the way they had hoped. In many regards, actually simply shifted power from one set of bosses to another set of bosses.
I would be really curious to know what Mayor Nutter, our current mayor, thinks about the strong mayor system.
Well, as the mayor, I certainly support the strong mayor system. I think the larger point is the strong mayor form of government helps to ensure that the citizens and voters know on a day-to-day basis who to hold accountable for providing government services, to make sure that there are police officers or firefighters out on the street, that trash is getting picked up. This is a model that says ultimately someone has to be in charge.
Monuments are an important way of defining our history. Statues of this sort, even though it seems to be the statue to a boring white guy in a business suit, the person who gets off a bus and sees this statue might ask, gee, who was this guy?
Philadelphia has more outdoor public art and sculptures and statues than any other city in the United States of America.
And those sculptures teach us about who we are and what it means to be a Philadelphian and what it means to run a government. And if you walk around Philadelphia City Hall, you'll see it's covered with sculptures. It's surrounded by sculptures.
All of us would be better served to know who many of these folks are.